Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Amanda. In today's edition, we're going to present you some segments beginning from news across the country, as well as other interesting information and Indonesian songs. Listener, we begin today with the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia. Here is the news, first the headlines. Ministry of Environment and Forestry prepares 2.4 million hectares of forest area to retribute agrarian reformation. Indonesia hopes UNESCO will recognize Caldera Toba Geopark this year. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government has prepared 2.4 million hectares of land for reform forest area. It has been determined in the National Medium-Term Development Plan, or RPJMN, during 2015 up to 2019. It was stated by Director General of Forestry Planning and Environmental Management, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Sigit Hardi Winarto, at a press conference in Jakarta on Friday.
Areal sumbangsih dari KLHK itu sekitar 2.
The area of contribution from Ministry of Environment and Forestry, or KLHK, is about 2.4 million, which is planned for the agrarian reformation. Of course, the redistribution of land for agrarian reformation has become a mandate because it is included during the 2015 to 2019 National Medium Term Development Plan, or RPJMN, which is predicted to be 4.1 million hectares, and this allocation comes from the community land in the forest area. Moreover, Sigit also explained that the land used for agrarian reformation is located centrally in social forestry. There are four criteria for determining the land for agrarian reformation, namely transmigration settlements that has obtained principal approval, non-transmigration settlements, cultivated land such as rice fields and community farms, and dry land agriculture, which has become the major source of the income of local people. The forest area that can be converted is unproductive forest. The Agriculture Ministry is encouraging Indonesia to become self-reliant in animal protein production. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director General of Husbandry and Animal Health Iketut Diarmita during a Farmer 2019 event in Jakarta on Friday said that the Agriculture Ministry continues to support Indonesia in becoming self-reliant in animal protein. He also hoped that the government intake of animal protein would be derived not only from beef, but also from milk and animals such as chickens and sheep. He said that domestic sheep have been exported to a number of countries, including Malaysia and the Middle Eastern countries. It aims to become a world food barn. Hence, breeders across Indonesia can play an important role. The Indonesian Tourism Ministry expects the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, to recognize Caldera Toba Geopark in North Sumatra Province this year to speed up the development at the tourist side. Yunus Kusuma Brata, chief of the team charged with accelerating the development of geoparks, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Friday, explained that Indonesian government and relevant parties have taken various steps including implementing UNESCO recommendations to allow Caldera Toba to meet the qualifications of a geopark. On the sidelines of a seminar, Facing New Challenges and Opportunities of Global Geopark Tourism in Medan, North Sumatra, Yunus said that the government hopes UNESCO will endorse Caldera Toba Geopark this year. It also expects that big opportunities must be taken and challenges must be overcome with regard to the geopark in the vicinity of Lake Toba. March 2019 saw low and controlled inflation. The Consumer Price Index or CPI recorded a 0.11% inflation in the reporting period to upon the 0.8% deflation reported the previous month. As quoted by Antara News Agency Executive Director of BI Communication Department, Oni Wijanarko, in a statement on Friday said that the main driver of inflationary pressures in March 2019 was administered prices, contrasting flattered core inflation and deflation of volatile food. On an annual basis, therefore, CPI inflation stood at 2.84% in the reporting period, down from 2.57% the previous month. Bank Indonesia will continue to consistently sustain price stability and strengthen policy coordination with the central government and regional administrations to ensure low and stable inflation in pursuance of the target corridor for 2019, namely 3.5% plus 1%. The rupiah exchange rate is predicted to remain stable ahead of the general elections that will simultaneously be held on April 17. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Investindo Monex Money Markets Futures analyst Dini Nurhadi Yasi in Jakarta on Friday explained that usually ahead of the election, the rupiah tends to remain stable like it is right now. It doesn't appreciate or depreciate significantly. The market may gain volatility after the election once there is a negative market sentiment toward the US dollar or any external factor. The rupiah could strengthen significantly. Yashi noted that this election is important because it will impact the market sentiment over the rupiah. It is important to maintain the market sentiment and interest. Bank Indonesia, Bank Negara Malaysia, Bangkok Central Philippines, and Bank of Thailand signed 3 bilateral letters of intent or LOL on the local currency settlement framework on Friday. The first LOL was between Benjamin Diokno, Governor of Banco Central Philippines, and Perry Warigio, Governor of Bank Indonesia. The second was between Benjamin Diokno, Governor of Banco Central Philippines, and Nor Samsiah Yunus, Governor of Bank Negara Malaysia. And the third LOL was between Benjamin E. Diokno, Governor of Banco Central Philippines, and Verathai Santi Prabowo, Governor of the Bank of Thailand. As quoted by Antara News Agency Executive Director of Bank Indonesia Communication Department, Oni Wijanarko, in a statement on Friday, explained that the 3 LOLs represent mutual interest with regard to the potential establishment of local currency settlement frameworks between the respective countries of the 4 central banks. The Germany-based Bayer pharmaceutical company is optimistic it would be able to boost its export this year given the achievements it's recorded in the last few years. As stated by JakartaPost.com on Friday, Bayer Indonesia President Director Angel Michael Evangelista said that the company aims to boost its monthly export to 65 containers on average, a 30% increase from the current 50 containers per month. The health products are manufactured at Bayer's Cimanggis plant in Depok, West Java, the company's only health product factory in the Asia-Pacific region and one of its 12 production plants worldwide. Angel Michael also explained that Bayer Pharmaceutical Company International Standard Plant in Cimanggis, Depok, West Java produces 80% of health product export to more than 32 countries worldwide. That's the news read by Mat Faisal. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
For the next segment, we're going to present you some information happening across Indonesia in our program, News Across the Country.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news in news from the archipelago is from Gorontalo. Gorontalo Governor Rusli Habibie launched a free farm plowing program taking place in Dungaliu District, Gorontalo Regency. Inauguration was marked by an act of plowing by the governor using an agriculture machine and one of the residents' land last Wednesday. Governor Rusli said that the program was carried out for 300 hectares of land in Gorontalo Regency, especially in Telaga District and throughout the Batu Daai area. The Gorontalo governor also explained that the free plowing of land was carried out by deploying Al-Sintan Brigade, which were considered to be quite large in Gorontalo. Initially, they provided tools and operators so farmers simply rented at cheap prices compared to renting to other parties. The governor also requested that this free plowing be realized starting April 2019. Farmers who want to process land, including rice fields, are asked to report to the agricultural service or through officers in the field. The next news came from Marosal, Sulawesi. Katoboko traditional grand harvest was held by the Marusu Kingdom or Maros Kingdom as a form of togetherness between the Maros Kingdom and the people in Maros Regency, South Sulawesi. Traditional pemangku kakareangan Marusu Abdul Haris Kereng Sloja in the sidelines of a traditional party in Maros Regency, South Sulawesi on Wednesday said this traditional party involved descendants of King Marusu, the local government and the local community. After harvesting, the crops that have been tied and decorated in such way are prepared to traditional houses to be given a ritual by traditional stakeholders. One of the unique sides of these culture activities, the harvesters still maintain the traditional anai-anai or ani-ani rice harvesting tool, including using the type of rice varieties that are hereditary. The latest news came from Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Islands. Residents of Tua Tunu, which also known as Rambi Mekah Subdistrict in Pangkal Pinang City, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, held Nganggung Tradition or Eating Together at the mosque to commemorate the Isra Mi'raj of the Prophet Muhammad. The Tua Tunu community leader Haji Usman in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday said the Nganggung is a tradition of the people of the Bangka Belitung Islands province, especially the Tua Tunu village, carried out for generations to welcome and commemorate Islamic holidays such as Idul Fitri, Idul Adha, Maulid, Isra Mi'raj of Prophet Muhammad, and Islamic New Year and others. A resident of Tua Tunu, Shafi'i, said that its citizens brought food placed in dulang or talam or big tray. According to him, the uniqueness of these activities is that the food can only be brought to the mosque by men. All the dulangs are neatly lined up in the mosque while the congregation sit cross-legged in front of their respective dulangs. After the opening with a prayer, followed by reading the salawat to the prophet. Then the dulangs are opened simultaneously after a sign from the imam of the mosque. Well, that was news from Indonesia to the world.
Listener will like to present some information about the historical events happening on April the 6th in our program Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History begins with information about U.S. declaration on war on Germany. At first, United States of America did not want to get involved in World War I, but United States of America eventually joined the war because its merchant ship was sunken by Germany on May 7, 1915. In addition, Germany was proven to persuade Mexico to attack U.S. together based on the Zimmermann telegram, a secret diplomatic message made by German Foreign Minister Arthur Zimmermann. Therefore, U.S. declared war on Germany on April the 6th, 1917. U.S. supported its allies in World War I. The war finally ended in 1918. The next information is about National Fishermen's Day. April the 6th has been commemorated as the National Fishermen's Day since it was established in 1960. The commemoration of the National Fishermen's Day aims to appreciate the contribution of Indonesian fishermen to providing fish as the source of protein and nutrients for Indonesian society. In addition, through this commemoration, we are reminded that fishermen deserve more attention as they have an important role in sustaining the national economy. The last information is about assassination of Rwandan and Burundian presidents on April 6, 1994. A plane carrying Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana and Burundian President Cyprien Ntaryamira, who were both from Hutu ethnics, was shot down by opposition group. All passengers on the plane were killed. The event triggered the Rwandan genocide, which was committed by Hutu extremists in Rwanda. Only a few hours after the death of Juvenal Habyarimana, all places in Rwanda were immediately blockaded. Listener, that was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
There was one song sung by Agnes Monica entitled Teruskanlah or Keep Going. You're still staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. For the next segment, we're going to present you My Indonesia, read by Anna.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesian and Thai central banks agree to prevent money laundering and terrorism funding. Bank Indonesia or BI and Bank of Thailand, BOT, agreed to strengthen cooperation in the field of payment systems and financial innovation, as well as anti-money laundering and prevention of terrorism funding. The agreement was embodied in a Memorandum of Understanding signed by the Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio and Bank of Thailand Governor Firathai Santiprabhoff in the middle of a series of ASEAN Central Bank Governor meetings on Thursday, April the 4th in Chiang Rai, Thailand. Press release from BI Communication Department said Thursday that this agreement is a manifestation of BI's positive efforts in supporting the governments of Indonesia to become a member of the Financial Action Task Force on Money Laundering, while demonstrating BI's commitment to fight money laundering and terrorism funding and fulfill recommendation and FATF guidelines. This memorandum of understanding adds to the number of BI cooperations in the field of anti-money laundering and prevention of terrorism funding. Previously, BI had cooperated with Banco Sentral ng Pilipinas in 2018 and Bank Negara Malaysia in 2013. Peri Warjio said the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding was carried out in order to strengthen the implementation of central bank policies and answer the increasingly complex challenges in payment system activities in both countries. According to Peri Warjio, in addition to money laundering and prevention of terrorism funding, Indonesia and Thailand also emphasized the need for synergies in the development of payment systems and fostering financial innovation. He explained there are three objectives of signing this memorandum of understanding. First, strengthen cooperation in the payment system area in order to support the availability of payment system that is safe, fast, efficient, and reliable. Second, encouraging financial innovation. And third, strengthening the implementation of the anti-money laundering and prevention of terrorism funding policies. The Memorandum of Understanding is the cornerstone of the implementation of various current and future cooperation between Bank Indonesia and Bank of Thailand, implemented through several forms of activities, namely policy dialogue, information exchange, innovation collaboration, and capacity building. Meanwhile, the Bank of Thailand press release said this collaboration would help advance the financial development and financial integration of the two countries, which lead to sustainable economic growth in Indonesia and Thailand. That was My Indonesia Today on Indonesian and Thai central banks agree to prevent money laundering and terrorism funding. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau percayakan hatimu padaku, walaupun ku lelaki biasa, tak pernah sekalipun kau meragukan diriku. Meski begitu berat langkah kita, kau tetap di sampingku. Hingga hari tuaku, hingga redup cahayaku, semua kulakukan untukmu. Kita kan bersama habiskan usia menaklukkan dunia. Jika habis nafasku, ku pergi lebih dulu. Ingatlah semua tentang kita. Kenanglah diriku sebaikku mengenangmu. Meski begitu berat langkah kita, kau tetap di sampingku. Hingga hari tuaku, hingga redup cahayaku, semua ku lakukan untukmu. Kita kan bersama habiskan usia menaklukkan dunia. Jika habis nafasku, ku pergi lebih dulu. Ingatlah semua tentang kita. Kenanglah diriku sebaikku mengenang.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Hingga Hari Tua by Angie, or Until the End of Time. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we would like to take you to get to know more about Indonesian tourism, local wisdom and traditions, as well as culture in our program Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you healthy drink from Bali, Tamring Ice. Besides its natural beauty, Bali is also rich of its culinary. One of them is Tamring Ice, unique traditional drink which is believed to have benefit for body's health. Bali, which is identical with coastal area and tropical climate, is appropriate to enjoy Tamring Ice, which can quench thirst. Tamring Ice is a drink which is made from a mixture of meat of young coconut, tamarind water, and chicken egg white. To make it more fresh, the drink is added with ice. Although the drink is mixed with egg white, you do not have to worry with the taste and its aroma, because the drink uses tamarind water as the neutralizer. Meanwhile, the savory and sweet taste is from palm sugar. Tamring Ice is believed to be able to cure fever. Content of palm sugar is to maximize digestive system performance. Therefore, palm sugar is also good to increase immune system. Its coconut water is also able to handle all diseases related to digestion. An effectiveness for relieving headaches
and improving body's immune. The egg white, which has natural protein, is also beneficial for health. The healthy drink costs only 10,000 rupiah per glass. Making tamarind ice at home is not so difficult because the ingredients of the drink consists of young coconut, tamarind, coconut water, egg white, palm sugar, and ice. These ingredients are easy to find. To make tamarind drink, firstly, all the ingredients except the young coconut are stirred until getting thick and to be cooled. Thus, the water is filtered and added with the young coconut and ice. Tamarind ice is ready to be enjoyed, so it is easy to make, isn't it? Besides its beautiful beach and unique art, Bali also becomes the target of culinary lovers to hunt its traditional beverages and foods, which are typical and different tastes compared with other places. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
You've just listened to the third song entitled Tentang Seseorang or About Someone, sung by Anda. For the next segment, we will take you to explore more information about the latest events or any kinds of information happening across Indonesia in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, welcome back in Miscellany. Today's edition will explore about Bali, Beach of Paradise, successfully chase South Korea. Stay tuned on www.voinews.id. A film by Indonesian filmmakers Lee Vi Zhang was successful in South Korea. After the trailer was played in the tallest building in South Korea, the Seoul Sky Observatory, precisely on January 26, 2019, the film titled Bali, Beach of Paradise was screened specifically at National Museum of Korean Contemporary History and appreciated by South Korean film experts and academics. Not only that, the film was again showed in a theater with the largest screen in the world, Superplex G Theater 21. Bali, Beach of Paradise is a blend of traditional and modern cultural art, a true story of an artist, and the beauty of famous Bali tourism. With the support of Balinese pentatonic music and the funk of Judith Hill, this film managed to attract public interest in South Korea. Evidently, the theater with a capacity of more than 600 seats was filled with audience who were willing to queue for an hour. There were also ambassadors from various countries, officials of the South Korean government, and CEOs of various big companies in South Korea at hand. The film, which will be on simultaneously throughout the Lotus Cinema Network in South Korea, deserves a commendation. Since the movie trailer was aired at Seoul Sky, many people look forward to the screening in cinemas in South Korea. Previously, the film had been screened in cinemas in the United States. This coming May, it will be aired on Singapore Airlines SQ. Meanwhile, in Indonesia itself, people must be patient until July 2019 for the premiere in Jakarta and other major cities in Indonesia. That was Miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mimpi-mimpi indah menghias. berjanji di dalam cinta akan selalu bersama kita. Bisa bernyanyi sunyi di dalam rahasia. Bagi semua kisah, canda tawa serta ceria, air mata dalam duka, kita masih bersama. Rajut mimpi-mimpi indah menghias dunia, kita berjanji di dalam cinta akan selalu bersama. Diriku bersamamu, mutiara dunia dalam kasih dan harapan.
Berbagi semua
kisah, canda tawa serta ceria, air mata dalam duka, kita masih bersama. Rajut mimpi-mimpi indah menghias dunia, janji di dalam cinta akan selalu bersama. Berbagi semua kisah, canda tawa serta ceria, air mata dalam duka, kita masih bersama. Rajut mimpi-mimpi
of Indonesia.
That was our next song by Andin entitled Sahabat Setia or Best Friend. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we would like to invite you to get to know more about Indonesian traditional as well as contemporary music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song entitled Taman Laut in Keroncong Genre. An original keroncong song which is accompanied with beautiful and melodious music tells about the world and the beauty of Indonesian nature, namely the undersea beauty. As an archipelagic country, Indonesia has a lot of amazing sea parks. A lot of foreign tourists come and enjoy the undersea beauty of Indonesia. Well, listener, here is the keroncong song entitled Taman Laut, sung by Novita Indri.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
For listening to our program English program on Voice of Indonesia through short waves on frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to give us your suggestions and information as well as criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voi Indonesia, and also don't forget to send us your email to our email address voi@voinews.id.